This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So all eyes right now is on the House and how they are going to approach Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene and if they are going to strip her of her committee assignments. Now, you would think this would be, all right, well, you know, just politics as usual, and why is it a big headline, and all right, it's the Democrats and the Republicans fighting, and then the Republicans, you know, are, you know, unhappy about Ilhan Omar's, you know, her comments. But the reason why this headline made it to the heights that it did is the whole context of what you say, what you believe in, is it going to affect your career? Even if it was in the past. And so many people that don't follow politics, but have been following all the trends of somebody saying something years ago, somebody finding an old video and posting it and then causing them to get kicked off their job or work, college, or, you know, now this is where Congress is getting involved with free speech and with things done in your past and how it affects moving forward. And that's why all eyes are now on this. So Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, I haven't been following too much, but allegedly she has expressed support for the QAnon conspiracy theory and other extreme views. Allegedly somebody said that she thought the California fires might have been from lasers, you know, where they were started, I don't know, by lasers. I don't understand that. The QAnon conspiracy theory, I didn't know much about that either. Somebody had sent me a video. It basically kind of goes after all sort of politicians who are corrupt, who are, from what I understand, playing the public, making themselves richer, and have some sort of control where they might look like a democracy, but they're not. And it goes deeper than that, but the milder videos try to make the QAnon theory sound, you know, mild, but then it could take certain steps that become more extreme. And you have many people thinking, you know what, there is something to this. You have others going, no, 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 that's just way out there. So this is what she believes in. Within this theory, though, she does believe that the election was stolen, that there was fraud in the election. Now, remember, nothing is ever fraud-free. So I don't think somebody who thought there was fraud in the election needs to go down because of that. Because, you know, no, if anybody says, oh, the election is 100% fraud-free, no, no election is. But people have been linking anybody who thought that there was election fraud to inciting violence at the Capitol. And that stretch is unfortunately still debated. So the House right now is going to vote today to strip Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of her committee assignments, forcing her GOP colleagues to take an on-the-record stance for somebody who supports QAnon conspiracy theories. And the vote also, I believe, includes there was a comment she made about, allegedly, this was before she was even in office. I think it was, it was a comment she had made saying some school shootings were staged. I don't know where she got that, but that's something that she felt. This was before she was hired. And then apparently she had hit like on Facebook when there were comments in 2018 and 2019 calling for executing Democrats, including Nancy Pelosi. So, not very professional at all. Now, and it is concerning. If it happened or not, I don't know. Now, I have to admit, I will sometimes, one of my friends will post something, and I'll show my support. I won't read the whole thing they write. You know, they'll start off, and then it says, see more, I'm busy. So I read the first part, you know, where they're like, you know what, you know, I love my job, I love this. So I'm like, yay, I like that they love their job. And then like a paragraph or two later, they go, but these people do this, 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 and this, so I want to see them. Yeah, I didn't read the second paragraph. You know, and then I have to look back, why did I like that? And then I unlike it. Now, I mean, but, you know, and I'm not making excuses for her, but I really don't think anybody who hits like on Facebook needs to really be, you know, completely condemned for life or their job, you know, but please be careful what you like, because if you do like something that says, I want to see somebody killed or whatever, that doesn't look good. It's not very professional, which is why, honestly, get rid of your social media if you can. Seriously. But the House wants to start by stripping her of her committee assignments. The GOP then is, well, then what about Ilhan Omar and some of her comments that she's made? So there's now this fight about what people have said, how they feel, what they believe. And, I don't know all the ins and outs of QAnon, and maybe some of the things are out there. But we have to be very, very careful of how we approach censoring somebody and what they believe in, because some people might look at a Jew or Mormon or Catholic as what they do to be extreme. So then is there also going to be religious persecution later within Congress? Well, you know, they're Jewish and they believe this, or they're Catholic and they believe this, or they circumcise their babies, or they don't circumcise, or they arrange marriages within their culture. I mean, I thought we were being open and we wanted the government to represent the people. If you have people who believe that the election was stolen, I mean, you can't glean the government from people who feel that way. They, you know, heard or saw cases of fraud. That's what they believe in. And if somebody believes in that too, I mean, do you really silence that person? But then on the flip side, if somebody had called for the death of members, that person probably shouldn't have then been elected. But she was elected. So if she was elected, and I don't think she was appointed, then, you know, and she has not done anything for grounds for having to leave Congress, does Congress have a right to kick her off her committees? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys! Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
In 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big shout out to GCN Network, who is making the show happen each and every day for everybody to listen to. And then don't get mad at them. Come on, be nice. It's not their fault that I'm on air. All right? I mean, I am grateful they are. But if you don't like the show, don't get mad at them. Get mad at me. And big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. Again, don't get mad at him. Okay, it's just his job. You don't like the show, you get mad at me. So big thanks to them. Now, so Johnson & Johnson came out saying their shot is effective. They said their single-shot vaccine has complete protection against death and hospitalization. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is a one-shot dose of where they it's DNA, double-stranded DNA, that gets injected into the, using an adenovirus, a virus vector, a weakened cold virus, comes into the cell, our muscle cell picks it up, gets rid of that virus, that weakened adenovirus, which is going to probably die anyway because it's weak, takes that DNA, DNA goes into our DNA, they talk, they go, all right, let's make this, we're going to work together on this. They then make messenger RNA, And then it looks similar to the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine, where that messenger RNA within the cell makes spike proteins. The cell makes spike proteins. Antibodies recognize the spike proteins so that when the real COVID comes, it's able to attack spike protein, able to attack COVID with their spike proteins. So that's how the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is. Differs a little bit from the Pfizer and Moderna because they use a virus and they have DNA. Virus bringing in DNA to meet with our DNA. mRNA and Pfizer vaccine bypasses the DNA, just injects mRNA into us. The Johnson & Johnson one-shot vaccine we've had a lot of hopes for, but they say it's 72% effective in clinical trials fighting moderate to severe COVID. Still better than the flu shot. Now, but yeah, it's not the 95% reported by Pfizer and Moderna. Now, I'm not saying I disbelieve Pfizer and Moderna. Their clinical studies show that, but we need to be really, really careful when vaccine companies come out saying we're really effective, because remember, it's coming from the vaccine company. They spent millions, maybe billions, on producing this. They need to sell it, so they're going to sell it. So, you know, and I think they're going to upsell. I just look at the numbers. If we start to see case counts go down, if people who were vaccinated end up not having COVID, they might test positive still, but if they look like they're not, they don't have COVID, that's a good sign. Those two Massachusetts Congress people, Representative Lynch, and then was it Terrain, I forget her last name, both of them, one received just full vaccination, the other just received one, tested positive for COVID, but they weren't sick from what we understand, asymptomatic. That means the shot might be working, even though we have a lot of people that test positive that are asymptomatic. So I get the skepticism. I get that. Also, an update to AstraZeneca vaccine, which we discussed yesterday, had discussed how they think the vaccine does stop transmission, spreading of the virus. Now, I told you how I felt about that. If you don't have rip-roaring COVID, and you don't have zillions of viruses, you know, being replicated and coming out because you aren't having full-blown COVID, and you have a milder or asymptomatic COVID, and you're vaccinated, that's a definite good sign that you are going to be less transmissible. Are you 100%, non-infectious? No. And we talked about that, how the vaccine isn't like a shield that'll repel the vaccine out. The vaccine, or the virus out, the vaccine just gives you antibody, or helps you make antibodies, create antibodies, so that if the virus gets into you, the virus can't replicate, make you sick. It could still be there. You could still spew it out, but you're not going to be as infectious. So Oxford AstraZeneca are 1,000% correct that the vaccine will allow you to be less infectious. That makes sense. But it doesn't mean we're 100%, which is why the masks and the social distancing are going to continue. So now we have the variants. And so these variants, which we talked about, the E484 K mutation and the N501Y mutation. The N501Y mutation was a mutation on the UK strain that caused it to be a little bit more infectious, and we didn't know if the vaccines would work. Pfizer, Moderna said, yeah, we can handle that mutation, but we don't know about the Brazilian South African strain. And then they later said, I think we're going to be good. Well, what's the difference between the Brazilian and the South African strain? They have a different mutation. That virus has mutated to be a little bit more wily, attach a little stronger to that RACE receptor, and that's called the E484K, I believe, mutation. And I'm getting all this right. So, people are like, well, wait a second. I am waiting in line for a vaccine that is of the older COVID. Is it going to work for the newer COVID? How much is it going to work? Well, we don't know. That wasn't studied. Pfizer, Moderna, in the meantime, starting to make boosters. Some of the other pharmaceutical companies are like, we're going to be ready for the variants. But one thing that has been proposed is, what if we mix and match the vaccines? You can't do that. Remember we were told, if you get one dose of Pfizer, you can't get your second dose of Moderna. Right? If you're getting the AstraZeneca vaccine, the two doses, they have to be both AstraZeneca. You have to have Pfizer, Moderna, Moderna, AstraZeneca, AstraZeneca. Meanwhile, Johnson & Johnson is like, you see, we're just one shot. Buy ours. All right. So, you know, there's a lot of things out there on the market. Somebody asked me yesterday, why are there so many vaccines? Well, because, again, this is a race. This is a race to see who's going to be the best, who's going to give the longest immunity. So, you know, if there's multiple ways to skin a cat, don't skin a cat. You know what I'm saying. If there's multiple ways to do something, you're going to have each company figure out their way and see if their way is better. It's a gamble. That's what private companies and competition and free market does. Makes people innovate, makes people bust a move. So they're busting a move. But now we have a study saying, look, we have these variants. Why not mix and match vaccines? Will it help? Now everybody's like, oh, I thought we weren't able to do that. Well, one thing we've learned with 2020 and now 21 is just because a government agency said that's a no-no, doesn't mean that a week or two later they go, oh, maybe it's fine. Okay? So now there's a study looking at the mixing and matching. Do I think it'll work? Well, here's my problem. Mixing and matching the vaccines, I don't know if it's going to really tackle the variants, because if you're mixing and matching the vaccines for the old circulating strain, and it's the mRNA, when we look at Pfizer and Moderna for the older coronavirus, then I don't see how that's going to introduce the new mutation variant. Unless what they're thinking about doing is, as they're rolling out the newer, refreshed, updated vaccine, you're going to have some people with one shot that's the old, and now one shot that's the new. If you're going to do that, where you mix and match because you have the mRNA or the DNA, or I think this is Novavax, it's just injecting the actual spike proteins, right? A man-made spike protein. If you're going to do that, yeah, that might boost your immunity. But if you're telling me you're going to just kind of use two of the same older term type vaccines, I don't know if that's really going to work. Now, maybe what they're thinking and what they want to look at is it going to induce such an immune response, because they're different, that the immune system is going to be like, I don't care, anything that looks like coronavirus, I'm going to attack. Maybe. So I think it's worth studying. Do I think it's dangerous? Not yet. As long as your immune system doesn't get too ticked off. See, we don't want to tick off our immune system. You tick off your immune system, you could get like a Guillain-Barré, where it decides to attack your nerves. And, you know, you don't want the body to turn on you. You don't want an anaphylaxis. But if they're similar components, and the Moderna and the Pfizer, they're not identical by any means, but they do have some similar adjuvants in there. Now, you know, maybe it's worth looking at. But if at all they see anaphylaxis, or if at all they see somebody's immune system turn on them, then I would just do the single company. I mean, double dose, but with that particular company. People asked, why two doses? Why doesn't the Pfizer or the Moderna work by one? My guess is that mRNA is really delicate. I'm getting that sucker into your muscle cells. There's probably a lot of casualties on the way. It's like, you know, sperm, when you try to get pregnant, the majority of the sperm never even make it where they need to be. Remember Lucas talking? They're like, yee-haw. And they were swimming, they were hitting the walls and things like that. Yeah. My guess is with the mRNA, it's not 100% of these things getting into the muscle cell. So my guess is, because it's so delicate, right, whatever can make it there, the muscles will start to work, and then we hit it again. And then hopefully with both of those cumulatively, you'll then have enough of the spike protein to make the immune response. That's my guess, because the mRNA is really delicate. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says schools can reopen safely even if teachers are not vaccinated. The CDC saying that schools currently offering in-person instruction only have had scant transmission of COVID-19 if they follow health and safety guidelines. All that being said, students in Chicago are still waiting for a deal to be reached between the union and the city. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says the ball is in the teachers' court.
We waited for hours last night. Hours. And still did not receive a proposal from the Chicago Teachers Union leadership.
Democrats are working quickly to write up a new coronavirus relief bill. The Democratic stimulus bill adds nearly $2 trillion to the national debt. Many Republicans are against the steep cost of the bill. USA Radio News. The polar vortex has its sights on much of the United States, bringing dangerously cold air with it. The National Weather Service says a lot of the country will be dealing with sub-freezing temperatures this weekend. The deepest chill will be in the upper Midwest and northern plains, with wind chills plummeting to as low as 40 degrees below zero in parts of the Dakotas. The Kansas City Chiefs might be facing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Super Bowl 55 shorthanded.
The Kansas City Chiefs have placed two players on the COVID-19 reserve list ahead of Sunday's Super Bowl after they received a haircut from a barber who tested positive for the virus. Center Daniel Kilgore and wide receiver DeMarcus Robinson were placed on the list as close contacts, but could be cleared to play in Sunday's game if they test negative for five consecutive days. Kilgore was actually mid-haircut when the barber received his test results. Both men were wearing masks at the time, and Kilgore insisted the barber finish the job. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I'm not a big fan of Valentine's Day. I told you, I think it's probably one of the worst days of the year, especially if you're single. I don't know. And then even if you're married, there's a lot of, you know, if you're not, you know, married, if you're in a couple, still a lot of demands. And a lot of money is expected to be spent. Now, for the economy, stores love Valentine's Day. Flower shops love Valentine's Day. I think Valentine's Day and Mother's Day are the biggest times of year for flower shops. Not sure how flower shops have been doing this during this pandemic. I want to look into that. I don't know how flower shops are doing. People aren't getting flowers to each other and decorating restaurants and venues for weddings. My guess is they're getting hit really hard. So, retail usually relies on these holidays. When the pandemic hit. It hit right before Easter. I mean, it hit in March when we had to start shutting down. So Trump was hopeful we could open up by Easter. A lot of people want to open up by Easter. Didn't happen. So Easter, Passover came and went. not a lot of spending, but maybe the Easter baskets, the dresses, the clothes, flowers, didn't happen. Mother's Day, not a lot of celebration with Mother's Day. My state opened up a little bit right before Mother's Day, but not a lot of people did much because they were still worried. So, I mean, we took my mom out, but we did a day thing. We didn't really, you know, take her out at night and didn't spend too much time because, again, we didn't want her exposed. But Mother's Day probably went by retail, not making a lot of money. 4th of July, a lot of firework restrictions. People were kind of sick of COVID, so 4th of July probably saw a little uptick, but still not much. Then, as COVID cases rose in the fall, Thanksgiving changed, Christmas shopping, we still don't have the numbers. We know that online spending exploded. More people did online spending. But in terms of presents, you know, if you haven't seen somebody in close to a year, are they really on your Christmas list? You can maybe get away with not getting a gift. If you're not going to have 20 people come to your house and have to get gifts for everybody, you could spend less. So, of course, spending went down. So many retail was hoping for Valentine's Day. And they said, look, we've been promised the vaccine's going to come out by the end of the year. If the vaccine's going to come out, hopefully we'll be able to reopen by the end of July or January. Sorry. No, we're not there yet. So Fox Business says Valentine's Day, we're still going to see $2.8 billion spent. Sounds like a lot of money. Unfortunately, that's a huge drop from what usually gets spent. According to NRF, National Retail Federation, Matthew Shea, he's CEO, he says, although the pandemic has disrupted many activities of Americans' daily interactions and activities, Valentine's Day won't be one of them. He said there remains a special significance around Valentine's Day, and consumers are committed to celebrating friends and loved ones, even if that means having to alter those traditional holiday celebrations. They believe 3/4 of adults say it's important to celebrate, but only 24% of consumers are going to go out with their loved one. That's the lowest in this survey's history. 41% might still plan a special dinner at home. When it comes to gifts, candy, cards, flowers, so 54% may buy candy. My husband better buy me candy. Cards, I don't really need a Valentine's Day card, 44%. Flowers, 36%. I don't really need flowers. Probably flowers, if I don't take care of them, they die quick. But they say most people will not be shelling out as much money for such gifts as they did previously. When it comes to spending on their children's classmates and teachers, customers, they said, will spend an average of $10.77, down from $14.45. For colleagues, they'll spend an average of $8.47, down from $12.96. Well, if you used to bring goodies to work for Valentine's Day, or if you would send, you know, Be My Valentine's Day cards or stickers and send them to, you know, all the other kids, and there's no, like, I mean, your kids aren't in school, you're not spending money on Valentine's Day parties. They say consumers will spend an average of $164.76, down $32 on average per person from the record $196 in 2020. So what does that mean? Well, it shows that the pandemic, subsequent recession, people probably aren't going to be spending that kind of money. Now, I'm going to be talking about Valentine's Day gifts a little bit later as we get closer, probably next week, because we're going to be kind of leading into Valentine's Day. And trust me, the way I approach Valentine's Day is not sickeningly sweet, because I have issues. I like to be very practical about a holiday that really gets on everybody's nerves, whether you're single or not. But I think there are better ways to express a friendship, better ways to express a relation, you know, a love for somebody. And sometimes it doesn't have to be that expensive. And so it's all going to be about saving money. That's what I like to do. So on this show, I promise you we're going to save money. Plus, by the way, remind me if I forget, I want to give you guys, I think I'm going to try to do this tomorrow. I want to review your taxes and what, I know, boring taxes. No, listen up. Your medical expenses, especially if any of you had COVID and were in the hospital, might allow you to have significant deductions. And I always review the deductions offered for medical expenses. I mean, I think you can even write off your dental floss. So I'm going to clue you guys in on things that you could write off for your taxes. And then I want you to make sure you find those receipts. And a lot of the receipts are online. I don't know if you guys shop at Walmart. That receipt is online. So it's going to be easier to have your receipts, be able to add it up, and see if you're going to qualify for some deductions, because I know many of you guys are working on your taxes as we speak. So, you know, this survey came from 8,000 adults between January 4th and January 12th. But the reason why I bring this up is Valentine's Day may be the nail in the coffin for many retailers. Those people hoping that the pandemic would not last a year get a huge jump. Restaurants get a huge jump. I will go out with my husband, not on Valentine's Day, but we'll probably do it the Saturday. We'll probably do it the we'll go out. Saturday night's the 13th. I prefer to go out Saturday night than Sunday night. I know there's no football, but usually Sunday night I'm just kind of doing work and prepping my show. Yeah, I prep for my show. I know, really. It doesn't look it, huh? I do. But yeah, I'm going to go out to dinner. And aren't you worried about the pandemic? I want to support local business. You know, yeah, I am going to make. I want to support local business. I want those restaurants still open when the pandemic ends. One of you had asked about opening a restaurant right as the pandemic ends. You know, could you make a killing? You got some money to invest. If you got money burning a hole in your pocket, be very careful. Be very careful. A lot of volatility with the market, a lot of volatility with, you know, real estate, etc. I would think that if the pandemic was coming to an end and a bunch of restaurants went under, if you're able to open up the newest and coolest restaurant when everybody's kind of running out going, yay, yee-haw, you know, we're going to go party. Yeah, I think you can make a killing. I just don't know if we are going to see the rave that we think we're going to. I think for the next unforeseeable or for the foreseeable future, officials might be like, all right, guys, we're going to let you reopen. Cases are down, but we're going to do it slow. You still have to wear a mask. You still have to social distance. So I foresee them maybe going, like in my neck of the woods, from 25% back up to 50. And then maybe 75%. And then maybe, okay, you could reopen. But if you're going to reopen, tables still need to be 6 feet apart. You still have to mask. You still have to use reusable menus. You still have to, and then, you know, where I live, you have inspectors that are pretty Gestapo. I mean, they are all up in your business. And so I think there is going to be limitations. They might keep the reservation only, or they may, so if that's going to happen and there's still those limitations, you're not going to have the profit margin. We were talking a little bit earlier about McDonald's and how their profit margin, I think they only have like 3 to 5%. And they were worried about the upping of the minimum wage because they already don't make enough profit. They're going to have to charge, you know, later $10 for burgers. So, you know, watch and wait. You know, but if you have some money, you might want to save it for now because we don't know what the future is going to be. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So making headlines today is Boeing is going to outsource 600 IT jobs to Dell. This keeps coming back on the news today. You're like, 600 jobs? Well, you know, is that really, really news? Well, right now we've been told that the Americans seeking unemployment benefits is now at about 779,000 from last 779,000 as of last week. This is still a historically high total, and it shows that people are still losing their jobs to the viral pandemic. Now, Boeing, it's a big company, should have some strength, should have some longevity, but it's a move that I think is making some people a little nervous. Now, Boeing had reported today that starting in late April, they're going to outsource significant IT work to Dell, including support of cloud services, database, IT security, and end users. That move will eliminate about 600 jobs. It was an internal message to employees sent Thursday. Susan Donas, Boeing's Chief Information Officer and Senior Vice President for IT and Data Analytics, said approximately 600 jobs being outsourced represents about 10% of Boeing's IT staff. Now, affected employees are mostly non-union. They will either find different work within Boeing, apply to work for Dell, or be laid off. Now, Donas wrote, this is a change we would have made even without a global pandemic. She said that the deep impact of COVID-19 on the aerospace industry certainly quickened our pace. Now, she declined, or Boeing declined, to provide a breakdown of the location of the jobs, etc., but they think the biggest hits are going to happen in Puget Sound, St. Louis, and Charleston, South Carolina. So, Dell, whole host servers, data center services, cloud computing, database storages, etc., and the memo to the employees said that the move is going to help increase our efficiency and speed, simplify operations, and advance our digital transformation. Now, why is Boeing doing it? To save costs. And if Boeing's doing it, you guys might want to kind of check with your particular employers, not call them, but you might want to kind of raise an eyebrow. Because if Dell becomes the Amazon, per se, of IT, could your job be at risk? So, to save costs, that starts to show that the companies might be looking at, you know what? If we're going to outsource, we might not need IT staff on site. We might not need, now, having worked in places where IT was on site and could be at your office within minutes, that's golden. But if that could be done cheaper, I think companies in a heartbeat will do that, especially if people are working remotely. I mean, this idea that you're going to call central command or mothership to help you with things starts to eliminate the need for people to be on site. If you don't have to have people on site, you get to save money on office furniture. You get to save money on staff, per se, because Dell will now handle all the, you know, Dell will handle all the workers' comp, the insurance, all the little logistics. Yeah, you might be paying it in a fee, but you might not have to be dealing with the sexual harassment suits or the, we need to make sure we do all the training and we have to make sure nobody's staring at somebody. And Dell would then handle that, let's say. So if you don't have to have pay for the office space, you get to now move to smaller headquarters or smaller buildings. So if you have jobs that can't be automated, you might be a company that starts to look at outsourcing. Remember I told you one thing that had been suggested to me is I teach classes at medical schools, but not be on site at the medical school, but be able to provide my teaching and my lectures virtually. This a la carte outsource is the thing of the future. And if you think your job is safe, you might want to do some planning, because one, it might not be safe, or two, you might need to have a list of why keeping you in the position you're in will save that company money. But right now, the trend for the next few years is going to be how to save money. Boeing, most of Boeing's office staff have been working from home since March. Company leaders are assessing how might some continue to do so even after recovery, because they could reduce factory and office space by more than 5 million square feet over the next few years, suggesting a move toward IT systems, hosting more data remotely. Boeing will accelerate adoption of our hybrid cloud solution, which means using a combination of internal servers, external cloud servers to store files, data, and applications. So data, Boeing already shed 20,000 jobs company-wide in 2020, and they say it needs to cut 11,000 more this year. One of you had brought up how pilots might be rusty. There was a report that pilots might be rusty because they haven't been flying as much. I think most pilots have still been flying planes because air travel is still happening, but you're right, there's not as many flights. And if there are pilots that are rusty, they better start practicing and not practicing with people on board if they can. There's been a lot of adjustments this year. Walmart will probably be one of the leaders on how they deal with staff and big box stores. It's going to be interesting to see how they respond to pandemic changes. I say they better start making drive-ups or abilities for people to stay in their car. People aren't going to be that excited about entering a store anymore. Not as many people. But we're being told that Walmart is going to use robots to turn their stores into automated fulfillment centers. There you go. They're going to use the Alphabot robot to retrieve items from shelves. Now, remember we talked about back in 2019, Walmart was going to pilot, you know, this in one of their centers in Salem? They use robots to pick items from shelves, and now the retail giant is going to try to pilot this in more locations into automated fulfillment centers by converting a portion of stores into warehouses or adding a new section. Walmart stocks automated fulfillment centers with frequently purchased items, fresh and frozen items, electronics. So that's going to help delivery and pickup be a lot faster. They're competing with Amazon. We knew this was coming. So the wheeled robot can quickly go anywhere inside a warehouse without complaining, without saying I'm due for my break, without saying I have to go to the bathroom, without flirting with somebody or smacking them on the butt. A robot will do exactly what it's told. Go into the warehouse, retrieve the item from the shelf, take it back to the workstation for assembly. No ifs, ands, or buts. Human associates, they say, will be, quote, freed up. That's what they all say whenever there's automation. They say human associates will be freed up to do customer service or hand-pick products best left to non-robotic workers, like meat, vegetables, fruits. Maybe somebody needs to inspect meat, make sure it's still okay, although a robot could scan the expiration date. So in a post announcing the initiative, Senior Vice President of Customer Product Tom Ward said the process can take just a few minutes from the time the order is placed to the time it is ready for a customer to deliver, driver to collect. So they could fulfill orders faster. Walmart can then accommodate more customers, and they could compete more with Amazon. So they're going to team up with partners to test new technologies for the fulfillment centers. In some stores, it'll offer an automated pickup option that will allow buyers to drive up to a designated area, scan a code, grab their order. So I think a lot of these stores are going to start turning to fulfillment centers. See, what's going to happen with commercial real estate is if retail still continues to die, then what's going to happen is they're going to need these big box stores at least to be warehouses because there has to be goods nearby. Amazon is still a beast, and it is going to continue to grow. And I use Amazon. I mean, I'm grateful they helped us out during the pandemic. But people are spoiled. If they don't have to go to a store and then do these impulse purchases, which is what Walmart thrived on, I think a lot of people will do that, save some money, and not have to get out of a car. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.